This is KNKX. The NCAA basketball tournament resumes Saturday with the Sweet 16 matchups. On the men's side, this follows a wild 5 days of upsets led by the Pac-12 conference. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the undefeated and top-seeded Gonzaga Bulldogs did what they were supposed to do. They won twice, but their story was somewhat overshadowed by teams from the Pac-12 conference. What happened?
It was amazing. I never had seen this coming, and I don't think anybody in the country did. They won 9 games, 10 if you count Oregon's no contest game when the opponent tested positive for COVID and couldn't play, and lost just once, shocking the college basketball world. They have 4 teams in the Sweet 16, Oregon, Oregon State, USC, and UCLA, which is 2 more than any other conference. This is the first time in 20 years the Pac-12 has had 4 teams reach the round of 16. It's altogether remarkable because they've had this terrible reputation over the last few years of being non-competitive. And not only did they win the games, they dominated. The average margin of victory for the 9 wins was more than 16 points a game. They looked strong and dominant, and it was a big help for the Pac-12 image nationally because things haven't been going well in college football. So this was a real pick-me-up for the conference.
Well, what's behind the amazing performances and upsets?
Well, I think there's been a baseline of pretty good talent there, but it was obscured, I think, this year somewhat by COVID-19 because a lot of non-conference games that these teams play early in the season, November and December, were canceled because the teams didn't want to travel when COVID was spiking. So all of that information went away, and I think the Pac-12 teams were more strict in their protocols than other conferences. So the upshot was they played fewer games early in the season and didn't come together until February and March. So they basically flew under the radar. And I think it surprised everybody. The domination also was a big factor here in wowing the nation.
Wow, this is really great news for Pac-12 fans, and it will be fun to watch in the Sweet 16. But none of it affects Gonzaga. Are they still favored to win it all?
Yes, without a doubt. Nothing we saw in their first 2 games suggested that they are vulnerable in any way. They have a very balanced, powerful team. And Mark Few is a brilliant coach who's organized this so well over the past 20 years. They're finally going to get over the hump and win their first NCAA tourney.
Well, it may be obvious, but I have to ask, who are you rooting for, Art?
Well, I'd certainly like to see the Zags win the title from the standpoint of the state of Washington never having won an NCAA men's basketball title before. That would be great. And they've got several state players on the roster. So certainly that would be a lot of fun for many people. But I really like Oregon State because they lost 12 games entering the tournament. Nobody saw them coming. They play an old-fashioned kind of basketball with a 7-foot postman, and they slow it down and play extremely smart. How can you not like this team?
All right, Art, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick. There are 2 Pac-12 teams in the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament. Arizona plays Texas A&M Saturday night, and Oregon plays Louisville on Sunday afternoon.